Today's audiocast for Monday, December 11th, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. European and North American aviation organizations are applauding the release of pilots Joe Lepore and Jan Paladino from Brazil and renewing their call for criminal proceedings to be left out of the investigation of the accident. Lepore and Paladino were flying a Legacy 600 business jet that collided with a Gol Airlines Boeing 737 September 29th, killing all 154 passengers aboard the airliner. But the call comes too late. The two U.S. pilots face a maximum of 4 years in jail after they were charged by a Brazilian prosecutor with endangering air safety. The accusation is based on, quote, elements of proof existing in the police inquiry, which point to the lack of caution that is necessary, expected, and can be demanded of pilots during the realization of a flight, end quote. Nevertheless, the Flight Safety Foundation, the National Business Aviation Association, the International Federation of Air Traffic Controllers Associations, the Civil Air Navigation Services Organization, and the International Federation of Airline Pilots Associations say the threat of criminal prosecution will hamper investigations because those involved will be less forthcoming with information surrounding a crash if they think it might be used against them in court. The Legacy pilots have consistently denied any wrongdoing in the collision in which a winglet on their aircraft is believed to have contacted the 737's wing, causing it to fail. Initial reports blame the pilots, but subsequent investigations have been much less clear as to how the two aircraft, under air traffic control, ended up on a collision course at the same altitude of 37,000 feet. Onex Corporation, together with Goldman Sachs, is believed to have entered into exclusive negotiations for the acquisition of Raytheon Aircraft Company, according to the Wichita Eagle newspaper. The arrangement would allow the potential buyer access to the company records, providing information necessary to determine the exact position of Raytheon Aircraft as final details of the potential deal are reached. Though RAC recently added employees and announced plans to add more, a new owner would likely seek to cut operating costs, possibly by outsourcing, or launch a new product such as a very light jet. Both options would reallocate human resources. While exclusive negotiations allow a prospective buyer more ready access to information critical to the decision-making process, they also require more investment toward research. The risk to Raytheon Aircraft is that if after further investigation and investment, a bidder withdraws from exclusive negotiations, the perceived value of the company to other potential bidders would likely drop, as would their bids. Air traffic safety has improved dramatically since ATC-related accidents in Milan and Überlingen, Germany, according to a report issued by Eurocontrol. The group says the average level of air traffic safety mechanisms among the 42 countries whose airspace management systems it represents is now 70%, up from 55% in 2002, while regulators have lagged behind at 65%. It seems like an average of extremes, however, since more than 25% of European countries achieve scores above 90%. It would then follow that the bottom quarter is somewhere below the 50% mark. The Eurocontrol release did not give a country-by-country breakdown of the safety levels. More aviation news from AvWeb in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com. /headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Well, don't expect to sit beside him while you're putting your shoes back on after a security check at the airport, but Britain's Prince Charles says he's going to skip the convenience of private transport as his sacrifice to save the planet. Starting in February, he reportedly intends to make more use of commercial airlines, trains, and biodiesel-powered cars to commute between his residences and his appointments rather than hop on a private helicopter or biz jet. A spokesman says the prince is determined to reduce his carbon footprint by taking a variety of measures to lighten his considerable environmental load. China is expected to launch two satellites next year that will start its GPS constellation. The so-called Compass satellites will provide coverage for more of China and some neighboring countries before the country launches the remaining 33 satellites to yield worldwide coverage. The plan was confirmed by state-controlled news services last week. The open frequency from the system will give navigational accuracy to 10 meters, with speed accuracy to within 0.2 meters per second and timing accuracy to within 50 nanoseconds. China isn't necessarily going to keep the system to itself and is willing to cooperate with other countries to make it compatible. The owner of a farm where Comair Flight 5191 crashed has sued the Lexington-Fayette Urban County Airport Board over its valuation of the property, which it would need to lengthen the runway that the regional jet mistakenly took off from. Elkhorn Bend, a limited liability company that owns the 115-acre property off the end of the 3,500-foot runway 26, paid $748,000 for the land in 2005. Now it says it's worth $3.4 million. A certified appraisal commission by the airport board pegged the value at $1.75 million last May. Elkhorn Bend filed the suit November 28th, saying the county intends to acquire the property through condemnation and the suit intends to prevent it from paying too little. Elkhorn Bend owner Nick Bentley approached the airport board about the possible sale well before the crash, and the county agreed to commission an appraisal. The airport board is considering a long-range plan to expand runway 26 to 5,000 feet, but no decisions have been made. Airport Executive Director Mike Gobb said the board is interested in the property at what it considers a fair price, and no condemnation proceedings have started. Hey, did you know you can now get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news source, as it happens at avweb.com. Or you can sign up for our news feed and have the most recent headlines pushed directly to your RSS-based news reader. Either way, you'll be able to read the same concise but comprehensive news stories that you've come to expect from AvWeb. And for major breaking general aviation news, AvWeb will send out news alerts via email to keep subscribers informed. And don't worry, you'll be able to continue to receive AvWeb Flash every Monday and Thursday morning as usual. This Friday, December 11th on AvWeb Audio, Bill Lear Jr. gives us his 2 cents worth regarding the new breed of personal jets and VLJs. Don't miss that one. Comments always welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.